From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Voters are starting to return mail ballots, and as 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland reports, the first set of numbers shows Democrats have turned in more ballots.
According to figures from the Colorado Secretary of State's office, about 12,000 more Democrats have returned ballots compared to Republicans. These are still early numbers, but in the coming days, these figures will outline early voting trends. This is the first presidential election in which every Colorado voter received a ballot in the mail. Counties sent out around 3 million ballots. People can still vote in person and at vote centers or drop off a ballot there. Figures show the overwhelming majority of voters choose to mail in a ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Authorities say a fan has died after falling 60 feet at the Denver Broncos Stadium after a game last night. Stadium Management Company, which operates Sports Authority Field at Mile High, said 36-year-old Jason Coy fell over a railing. The medical examiner's office says he was transported to a hospital and pronounced dead. Anheuser-Busch is claiming the world's first commercial shipment by self-driving truck today, sending a beer-filled big rig on a journey of more than 120 miles through Colorado. The company says it teamed with self-driving truck maker Otto and the state of Colorado for the feat. The trailer, loaded with Budweiser beer, began the self-driving trip Thursday at a weigh station in Fort Collins and ran along Interstate 25 through Denver before wrapping up in Colorado Springs. The company says a professional truck driver was on board for the entire route and monitored the trip from the cab's sleeper berth. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.